game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's November 4th, 2016. Slim, the Cubs are the World Series champions. Hooray.
Woohoo.
You can tell we care so much about that.
Hey, you know, it's not my team. I think everybody's kind of like, you know, number two or three, you know, favorite baseball team is the Cubs, but they're not my number one. So, you know, congratulations. I'm glad for them.
Yeah. As a Brewers fan and a big fantasy baseball fan, it wasn't fantasy and the Brewers weren't in it, so whatever.
Yeah, I was busy watching basketball. Well, that's not entirely accurate, but...
Following.
I watched some basketball.
Following basketball, yeah. I did say on my Spadora on Sports radio show, I do a radio show every Saturday, that they asked me the past 2 weeks... what I thought the World Series would be. I picked Cubs in seven, and then when it was like 3-1, I still said Cubs in seven. Felt pretty smart.
Yeah, when this thing first started, I said Cleveland, but when they were actually against the Cubs, I didn't think so anymore.
Yeah. Someone tweeted in 2014, a Rays fan, when Madden left to go to the Cubs, he said, 2016, Indians versus Cubs, the game is tied in game seven and it becomes the apocalypse. Someone tweeted that like 2 years ago. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they foresaw everything apparently.
Yeah.
Down to the politics and all.
Yep. They should have maybe put that foresight to some better use than just a random tweet, don't you think?
Oh, well, we don't know. That might be some little tech billionaire somewhere.
His time machine has kept his fortune under check until that tweet has ruined it for everyone.
Yeah, it kind of gave it away there.
On today's show, no more baseball, all basketball. We'll be recapping news and notes from the past few days of action, including an NBA trade, Slim. Trade deadline starting early this year.
That's a deep league trade right there.
Recap a few injuries, then preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks, and then wrap up the week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to add Jeremy Grant to all your 12-er teams?
I added him in one team where I'm punting free throws, and I kind of let it slide another team. I didn't really need the blocks.
Yeah, you drafted him in Slim versus JB, though, right? You held on
there,
right?
Someone I picked him back up in. Yeah, that's Scott Drummond.
Oh, okay. Well, Jeremy Grant has two blocks in every single game he's played this year. I think it's a great landing spot for him. He's not the best shooter, but he can make his own shots. I think he's better than Sabonis, both offensively and defensively. Can take that starting spot.
We'll see how that goes. I think I like him definitely better next to Cantor than Sabonis.
Help on defense?
Yeah, I think that's the best he really brings to this team. You know, the usage is going to be low. I don't expect a whole lot out of him. And I do think the field goal percent comes up a little bit. He'll get easier shots than he did for Philly.
Yeah, agree with that. First game with the Thunder goes 2-for-6, 2-of-4 from the free throw line. He was making free throws in preseason. It's annoying to see him 6-of-12 on the season. Now, he has played tonight, which is an extra game since we recorded this. Watch him. He's either going to go out and be atrocious or be awesome. It's going to be one or the other.
I think he's going to get 25 minutes of pretty good as long as you're putting free throws.
Yeah. Well, I'm good with that. On the flip side, trust the process. Get Ersan Ilyasova in a conditional pick. They really gave up Jeremy Grant for not much here.
Well, I don't think they were real concerned about him really overtaking Simmons long term.
That's a good point. And I guess they have more faith in Saric than Grant, you'd imagine, right?
I think so at this point.
So they get a salary dump in Ilyasova. First game with the Sixers, 5 of 12. 12 shots, obviously a lot higher than what he was getting on OKC.
Yeah.
Hits a couple threes.
this is the really annoying part, is that they're probably going to actually play him so that they can turn him into a second round pick.
Oh, for sure. I was gonna ask you, next question, over under 16 points a game for Ilyasova while on the Sixers.
Under. They're not going to play him that much.
I don't know, man. 12 shots and 6 threes in the first game there, a game where I think it was like on the fence if he was even going to play that first game in 23 minutes.
I think him and Saric are going to probably split minutes. I don't see either one of them playing a different position.
You don't think one or the other will pick up some small forward?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's not like the Sixers need to have the right lineup out there.
I just don't think either one can defend a small forward in the NBA, especially if teams go small. I don't think that's going to work.
Does that really matter? They're still doing process stuff.
Are they actually trying to win games?
It's a question we've been asking for years.
Oh, man. Well, they're still trading for picks, so that probably tells you something.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I actually think Ilyasova's back to, I don't want to say must own, but worth your last roster spot in 12ers.
I streamer at best if you really think you can trust it one night.
I don't
think he'll pass 25 minutes a night.
I don't know. I don't expect much more than that either. I'd say right around there. But I think he's going to get so many shots. I mean, they need shooters.
Well, they need everything.
That's a good point.
You don't like Saric as a shooter? Past couple games have been better.
Yeah, Saric is just... I mean, he went 3-for-3 from downtown a couple games ago. He had his best game there, 21-3-1. Then a couple nights ago, 14-7-1. He's got 2 steals and 0 blocks through 4 games.
Not his game. He's a scorer.
Yeah. Remember a lot of people talking about his assists? And I kept saying he had more turnovers than assists in EuroLeague. It's the same in the NBA. I don't know why anyone was expecting assists.
No, he doesn't look like he has much offensive moves short of shooting the ball. He definitely screams spot-up shooter. I don't know. Ryan Anderson is kind of...
Okay.
Area.
I Ryan Anderson with a worse shot, I can see. Because he's like...
He's younger, so, you know, he'll develop in time. But I think that's, like, the most you're going to ask for career path.
He doesn't seem that athletic to me.
No, definitely not.
Doesn't seem like he jumps very high.
It might be the chin, though. You know, that chin throws me off. It's a strong chin.
That is a very strong chin. He's got kind of, like, a doofy look to him. I'm looking at his picture right now.
Yeah, I was watching him against Orlando. Yeah, Goofy was... The hair doesn't help.
Yeah, put him next to Ron Baker. That's who I always says has the doofy hair. The guy from Wichita State that somehow made the Knicks. That'd be a goofy-looking pair.
Okay.
Did I lose you on that reference?
Ron Baker, I know what he looked like. What's it, Wichita State?
Yeah, he looks the same now.
Okay.
The same.
Yeah, that's the bowl look.
The Justin Bieber kind of ish haircut. Wasn't that a Bieber thing? I don't know.
Oh, man, you know too much about this.
Let's
hang out at the barbershop, huh?
Let's move on from there. Sad thing happened to me the other night. The World Series is on.
Was it painful? Did it hurt? Like,
it did.
Physically?
Hey, I'm not lying. My ankle sprain that we talked about at the end of last year, it still hurts. Like, it's still there. I mean, it's not like bad. I still play basketball fine. I can just still feel it, you know? Cankles are no joke.
No, I guess you got to stop making fun of Brooke Lopez for that, don't
you? Probably. I mean, if you like it's like near the top. If I move my ankle, like you can feel the scar tissue like clicking and stuff. It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, you might want to get that looked at.
Yeah, maybe. I probably should have gone to a doctor. I don't know. Anyway, Jay Crowder was on the perimeter. He kind of jumped up and caught a pass and then was passing it back. It was on the perimeter. And lands on the back of Rajon Rondo's fat, ugly foot and twists his ankle, has to hop to the locker room. Brad Stevens said at least a week. Luckily, it was the other ankle from the one he jacked up last year, which I think was worse. Didn't seem as bad as Will Barton, who also had an ankle sprain. Will Barton's look awful. He was
in a lot of pain.
Yeah, he couldn't move. Of course you're watching your Nuggets because you've jumped ship from your Jazz, right?
I really haven't actually seen a minute of Jazz yet. I have not watched that much Jazz yet this year. I'm waiting for Hayward to get back. I'll be back on the bandwagon.
Hayward does have a really nice hard part haircut, still nice and groomed. I saw him on the bench the other day.
Nines, whether you're playing or not.
He's still looking fly. He's still getting the ladies. I have no idea if he's married or not. Whatever. So Crowder's out for probably 2 weeks, if I had to guess. I'm hoping only 2 weeks. Any interesting pickups here? I mean, Amir Johnson had a big game. I mean, Jaylen Brown's looked pretty good. Any pickups?
That's probably where the minutes... Well, now that Smart's back, they can go with the three-guard lineup.
That's true. Go IT and Smart and Bradley.
Yeah, they did it a couple times last year. I wouldn't be surprised if they do that.
They still need some power forward run. I mean, Brad Stevens hates Amir Johnson.
He does. Isn't Olynyk supposed to be back soon?
Yeah, he's still recovering slowly. I don't think he's made it back to the court yet. But
the other Zeller is getting minutes, right?
Yeah, he started at center. Al Jefferson is also out with a concussion. Missed the past two nights. He should be back fairly soonish, though. Wow, Jaylen Brown only played 8 minutes in a game where Jay Crowder went out in the first half. He had 4 fouls. Maybe that's part of it. But after playing 20-ish minutes the first 3 games, that's surprising. I didn't think he only... I thought he played more than that.
Okay, could have been matchup-based. That sounds like the three-guard thing, but that is when Smart came back, right?
Oh, that's a good point. So yeah, Smart taking Jaylen Brown's minute. This is such a weird team that a point guard comes back and steals the power forward's minutes.
that's Stevens for you. Yeah, he just has basketball players.
If you miss the Amir Johnson line, 29.5 minutes, 23-6-3 with 3 steals, 2 blocks, and no turnovers. And the weirdest thing was he hit 4 threes.
You know, he's had these games in the past.
Yeah.
It rarely lasts for more than 1 or 2.
I'm not buying it for much either. Maybe I'll stream him this weekend if he's available.
I mean, you're talking more points than he had in the first 3 combined. More steals and blocks by 2 than in all 3 of those games combined.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, this screams no way this repeats. Chicago, what was that? Mirotić?
Mirotić defense. Oh, I forgot to bring that back. And yeah, well, they actually played Bobby Portis down the stretch, which is kind of weird. Hoiberg just had the second unit finish that game because they were playing better.
Okay. 3-0 Boston. Or 3-1 Boston.
3-1, yeah, they lost the over. I don't know. They need to get their injuries together. No Crowder. I mean, Smart's healthy now at least. Olynyk's out. Horford's out. Need to get healthy. It's a good team to have that depth, right?
Oh, well, yeah. You know Stevens is going to use it.
Yeah.
Oh, Horford. How long is Horford supposed to be out for?
He's got a concussion, so you imagine, you know, maybe another few games at the most, hopefully.
Okay. That's annoying.
Yeah. He got it in practice, too. Practice. I still love our open. Do you listen to our open still every once in a while?
Yeah, I do. It's good stuff. It's lasted.
It has. That's, you know, sometimes even when you're just some dumb idiot when you make something, it ends up coming together really well. So, Slim, if you wanted to watch the Celtics play and get around all this depth, how would you buy tickets to get... Where do the Celtics play again? That's not the Garden, is it? I know MSG is the Knicks.
I mean, they're probably Gardens.
Someone is like listening to this that's a big Celtics fan and is like, how do these clowns not know what the name of the thing is?
Yeah, we just didn't know the sponsor. It was, what are we at? We're at TD now, so.
Yeah, that's so dumb that crap like that changes all the time.
Yeah, Boston Garden. That's what it's known. Yeah, we were right.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. That's good. Well, if you wanted to go see wherever the hell the Celtics were playing, you need to go to SeatGeek. You know, the NBA season is back, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close in person this season. I've got the SeatGeek app. It's easy to use. I always pull it up when I'm looking for Panthers tickets, Brewers tickets next year. It's very, very easy to use, and they always help you find the best deal because it compares all the tickets from multiple ticket sites. You don't need to go in and price gouge on a bunch of sites anymore. SeatGeek does all the work for you. And best of all, our listeners, Razzball Nation, get $20 off their first purchase. Not store credit, nothing like that. They're just going to send you $20. All you got to do is download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, add promo code, put in promo code RAZNBA. One word, RAZZNBA, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code RAZNBA today. To some more encouraging news, how long can DeMar DeRozan keep this up? Is he going to score 30 points every game?
Is he going to take 25 shots a game? That's the question. That'd be 8 more than last year. I'm going with the under.
Is he going to shoot, what is he at, like 56% or something crazy like that?
Yep, that's real high, but it's the volume. That's crazy. He's not going to take 25 shots a game.
Yeah, probably not. He's had 23 or more shots every game. He's playing a ton of minutes. Are you worried about Lowry at all, though?
How old is he?
You and your ageist. Ugh. You see how many rebounds Tyson Chandler had the other day? You ponce, making fun of
him. Hey, he did it again. He had another 18 rebounds and nothing else.
Yeah, making fun of Tyson Chandler, saying he's absolutely useless and garbage, which he mostly is if you don't need rebounds. But if you need rebounds, he is not useless or garbage.
I love how I have to quantify how useless and garbage really is.
You will. You have to quantify the garbage level if you're going to keep saying crap like that.
I think Lowry will more or less, you know, the shots are exactly the same. Free throw volume's down just a bit. You know, two less threes per game, maybe the 7.1 last year was a bit high.
I will say also the assists are only down one from 6.4 to 5.3. But if DeRozan's going to keep doing this and he does everything ISO and himself, I mean, Lowry might not get to six assists.
Yeah, I think people run DeRozan into some trouble as the year progresses. They're not going to let him take this many shots a game.
All right. Well, it's interesting there. I saw, or you let me know that you commented. I saw it real quick, but I didn't have time to finish comments this afternoon. What do you think of the TJ Warren DeRozan comparisons now? Didn't you project him for 20 points a game?
I wouldn't call that a projection. But, yeah, that's when I went through what his numbers are and what his past per 36s are and what it means, assuming, you know, the volume is on, then, yeah, I mean, DeRozan's got 3.5 to 4 assists the past couple of years. That's way off what TJ Warren's doing.
Very true, very true. But DeRozan's like a 44% career shooter. Warren might hit 50% this year.
Yeah, and DeRozan has quite a long history of being a good free throw shooter on good volume. Warren's is a bit of a question mark. That's the biggest outlier, is that free throw percent.
Yeah. I don't know.
A steal seems about right, but Warren's at like 1.8 right now. I don't think that continues. I'm taking the under on 1.5.
Oh, I probably will too, but he's looked really good. Oh, someone put this in comments, and I said I think I'd take it. What if you had Andrew Wiggins and someone offered you TJ Warren?
I have more faith in Wiggins at this point.
So you're sticking with Wiggins? I don't know, man. Wiggins is annoying the crap out of me. He had a game with like one rebound in 38 minutes the other day.
All right. We're only three games in, and one was a blowout. So let's he also scored 25, 29, and 17 on 52% shooting, 57% from downtown, taking 10 free throws a game. Let's calm down on this Wiggins thing for a minute.
All right. Well, he's still
Let's
really
give him a little bit of a couple of games to see where it gets to.
still very annoying. Andrew Wiggins has made Canada a country I never want to go to.
Oh, wow.
Canada, well, Canada, I take that back, because after the election, I may want to move there. Just to,
please take me.
Just let you know. So Larry Nance is playing pretty interesting the last couple games. He had a 6-steal game in there. I did not think he'd be playing that much, but apparently he is. What do you make of Larry Nance?
It's picking up. I assume this is mostly power forward, right? Which means it has to be costing Randall minutes.
You'd think so, but I'm pretty sure Randall's still getting his run. I know Nance can kind of do small forward.
Randall did 20 and 28 the past two games.
Okay, that is pretty low.
And Randall isn't really looking like he progressed a whole lot.
Yeah.
Just looking at the numbers.
They played a lot of second unit in that Pacers game. And then looking up the Hawks game now. But yeah, last two games, 8 steals for Larry Nance for a power forward. A block in each as well. Shoots a pretty good percent.
Yeah, the three-pointer is still a work in progress. But yeah, there's lots of potential here.
Yeah. I don't know. I said if you need steals, you probably need to add them. Larry Nance or Michael Kidd-Gilchrist the rest of the season?
Oh, well, I don't know if this Larry Nance thing is going to continue. It's hard to trust the role. I mean, 30 and 26 minutes the past two, but it was 12 the game before that.
Yeah.
So MKG has a far more significant role, but Nance is coming along. I'll stick with MKG for now, but I might revisit that if I feel comfortable in these minutes.
Okay. I can't really disagree with that. I think Nance is close. I still own MKG on a couple teams.
Nance is worth watching, too. He's a fun player, energetic guy.
Yeah. I linked, he had a pretty big dunk as an exclamation point on the Hawks that I gifted in the last article there. Yeah, he's fun to watch. Good defensive intensity. Always like to see that. Sticking with the Lakers, Timofey Mozgov is going to need some healthcare.mozgov. Because he's got he had to get stitches in his face and broke his, he didn't break his eye, but something's wrong with his eye. And our boy, Zubac, started! Wow!
19 minutes.
Yeah, he got 4 fouls and got torn apart by Dwight Howard. It did not go that well. But it's his first game, and after looking like he wasn't going to even make the team, possibly, he barely played in preseason. The Lakers are mystifying with what they're doing, which I didn't
even... And they won the game on the road.
Yeah, that was so weird. Such a weird game at the Hawks. But yeah, his first action of the season, they start him, probably because they just wanted a big body against Dwight Howard. They didn't want to start Tariq Black against Dwight Howard. That might have gone worse. But 6 points, 3 boards, 3 of 3 from the field. I mean, this is nothing but a dynasty play, but it was encouraging to see them actually play him.
Yeah, I don't know though. This has potential. That's the thing. If Black or Mozgov is down, he's going to get some minutes because neither one of those two play big minutes.
Yeah,
and so it's almost a guaranteed 20 minutes if either one of them's down. And then late in the year, he is the future center there. I mean, I think me and you both agree he's got long term potential.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he's got Gobert-ish potential. Saying a French.
Yeah, he's going to be. I truly believe he'll be on a lot of 12er teams come March.
Yeah, agree. So in the deeper leagues, you may want to go ahead and see if you can scoop him up. To another really crappy team in Brooklyn, where they're doing ass-hatty things. Did you see Brook Lopez? 34 points after playing. He did that in 29 minutes. Yeah,
he's not upset at all.
Oh, my. Yeah, it was all a motivation ploy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was motivation. Okay, sure. And they beat Detroit in a close game, and he took 8 threes. Why he took 8 threes, I'm not entirely sure.
I put this in the daily notes. His 5 for 15 from deep are both career highs. 5 makes and 15 attempts already.
Yeah, I mean, that's not just career high. That's like his entire career combined.
Yeah, before this season, he was 3 for 31 from deep.
And now he's 5 for 15.
Yeah. Shooting under, isn't that 3 for 31? That's under 10%, right? Is my math right there?
Sure. I'll go yes.
So, yeah, they take a sub 10% three-point shooter and tell him to shoot 8 threes a game. But, hey, he made them. This is what Asshat wants to do. He wants every single player to shoot threes at every opportunity. Do you remember a couple years ago, some dude in college basketball in like Division 18 or whatever had like 120 points in a game? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I kind of recall that.
Yeah, it's like this asshat dude's running his team like that team. What they did was have a constant full court press and took a three, no matter what the distance was, like every touch automatically. It was the weirdest thing. That's what Asshat's doing with this team.
Yeah, I'm really trying hard not to watch these games because I'm afraid of like the aggression I'm going to let out on people.
It is pretty bad. Unfortunately for Jeremy Lin, he tweaks his hammy. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. That's no bueno.
No, you know, he's never been the safest play. He's had his injury woes in the past.
Yeah, so that hurts. Randy Foy is going to play point guard. Are they playing tonight or tomorrow? I can't remember. But Randy Foy is playing the next game. Probably going to play the point guard minutes. They're still waiting for Gravis Vasquez to come back from an ankle injury.
I know you don't want to talk about him.
No,
but hold on.
I'll get to who we're going to talk about in a second. I first want to mention that Sean Kilpatrick played 28 minutes, went 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists with 2 steals and 4 of 4 threes. I mean, that might be the game of his career. Guess who accidentally streamed him in an RCL?
On the right team? On the right night?
Yeah, this guy. I streamed him on Monday, and I like semi-meant to drop him right after Monday because I had one move left the week before and decided to go ahead and stream it. And yep, then it was and then I couldn't decide if I wanted to stream someone else, so I was just like, screw it. And then so I had him in my lineup on Wednesday, and not even really meaning to. But he's dropped already, so if I wanted to hold him, it's too late now. Anyway, so he had a good game. You picking up Kilpatrick in any leagues?
It's so hard to trust it. You know, he's doing it and without getting the big minutes.
28 this last game. You just can't trust Asshat for anything.
I mean, it's kind of empty scoring. I guess he's at a steal per game, which is kind of nice. I don't know how much I trust that. We know he can score. He was one of the D-League's top scorers.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's possible. I think he's better than Bogdanovich.
Mm, wow.
Well, he offers more across the stat sheet for sure.
Don't disagree with that. And if you're doing that and playing comparable minutes with most of them against second units.
Well, nobody gets 30 minutes. That's not allowed.
Bogdanovich did. That's Asshat's favorite player. Yeah, he played 32 in that game.
Wow, that's got to be a season high for the entire team.
No, Lin would play in like 32, 34 a couple nights. He's the only one, though.
Why has he got to be the outlier?
You want to know what? They ran him too hard because then he hurt himself. Oh, man.
All right, quit putting it off.
All right, fine. So someone mentioned this to me in the comments right after the draft, something like that. About Isaiah Whitehead's numbers in college, which I am frantically trying to pull up. But I'm using the same iPad that I've had for all the years we've done this podcast, and it just gets slower and slower. Isaiah Whitehead's Seton Hall numbers. He's their third string point guard. His sophomore year at Seton Hall, 18.2 points, 3.6 rebounds, whatever, 5.1 assists, and that's fine, 3.5 turnovers, that's awful, but 1.2 steals and 1.4 blocks from a point guard. Now, he shot 37.9%, so, I mean, this is very MCW-ish, but he's a really stocky...
Hold on a second. He also shot 36% from downtown at 2.3 makes a game, 2.4 makes a game.
Yeah, he was shooting a ton of things.
He's a capable jump shooter.
Okay. no disagreement there. So he's a real stocky, athletic point guard that I think he's going to be the backup point guard to Foy. But then, I don't know. He'll get some minutes. Now, he does have 5 turnovers in each of the last 2 games. That's a real problem. But if you're in a dynasty league and wanting to take a flyer, he's a little interesting and might get a lot of burn at the end of the season to see what they have.
Yeah, let's see. Yahoo has him listed as a shooting guard. I think that's probably where he fits in the future. Okay. But, you know, a guy that gives you 3 to 4 assists a game. He just needs to. He's got a long way to go. This isn't ready.
Yeah, yeah. But just wanted to mention him with Lynn now hurt. I mean, now you're relying on Randy.
Whitehead is available in the REL, and JB is not sure how high he's going to bid for him this
week. Well, it's annoying because I needed a big man, and yeah, deep league problems for this conversation. Hashtag deep league problems. But I need a big man, and Aaron Baines was available, which I was a little surprised he was available. I know, but he fits my team. He's got 3 blocks this week already. He's been fine. That's good for a waiver ad. Come on.
I know.
So, I mean, he's fine, whatever. But then I lose Jay Crowder, going to put him in injury spot, and I was hoping to get Whitehead on the sly. I actually had a bid on Whitehead last week. But because I got Baines, obviously it didn't roll through to that one. And then, was hoping to get Whitehead on the sly. But, I care more about the daily notes reporting and giving information to Razzball than I care about my personal team. So, there you go, Slim.
Well, we appreciate it.
Thank you. I know that you do not do that. You withhold information.
Okay, really? I covet people?
Yes.
Okay.
You obfuscate who you really want on the podcast and in your comments so then you can get them on the sly. I know you do.
Oh, man. I would never do that to these fine listeners.
I'm sorry. I was just engrossed in a political debate between you. I just went political on you right there. It's like we're having a talk with Chris Matthews moderating right there, right?
I'm shocked. If I was talking to Chris Matthews, I'd be soaking wet by now.
Oh, God. All right, enough of that. The Pelicans are the weirdest team in the NBA. I don't know. All these teams we're talking about are crappy teams, but they offer minutes, and this time they run all the second unit. Lance Stephenson, 45 minutes, Slim.
No, Frazier got, what, 15?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, so it was not pretty. They still lost the game. They deserved to lose the game. It was an overtime, I believe. That was an overtime game. Any takeaways? I mean, Buddy Hield had his best game of the season. He hit 4 threes. Langston Galloway hit 4 threes. They both scored 18. Do you care about any of this?
No. I'm just looking at who survived it. And obviously Anthony Davis got his, but Antoine got his 28 minutes, I guess.
Yeah. Solomon Hill played 10.5 minutes.
Too much.
But... Dante Cunningham played 5 minutes as the starter.
Yeah, of course, Terrence Jones going from DNP to 29 minutes. That's odd.
So weird. But Jones still wasn't even that good in 28 minutes. 7 points, 9 you know, boards, 4 turnovers.
It's as usual. He hit a 3, got 2 blocks, and got 9 boards.
But then had 4 turnovers. That's
didn't take any free throws, so I'm not sure who actually saw this coming and got him in their lineup, but... Yeah, I don't read too much into this. Wasn't Lance... terrible the game before.
15
minutes the night before.
Yeah, he's had 2 good games, like quote-unquote good games, where he's played enough minutes, and then 3 bad ones. So, yeah, this game was awful. It ended up 89-83 in overtime. Snore.
Yeah, that's 16-9 fourth quarter.
Ugh. What a brutal game. Did you see a Marc Gasol shot in that game? 3 of 18 from the field. Oh!
Obviously it's going to get a little better than what it's at right now. I know you think it's going to be very bad, but, you know, he didn't practice as much going into this season.
Practice?
Practice? Yeah, you know, that does help.
Yeah, I don't know. He's popping out and shooting.
He's another one of those three-point shooter guys now that is taking way too many.
Yeah, he's popping out and shooting way too much. No post play. Gets 11 boards in 38 minutes. I guess that's fine. It's just, ugh, I don't know. We got to pick things up a little bit. Oh, I did want to mention with this game that Jrue Holiday may be back by the middle of the month. If you stashed him, that is gold to your ears.
I've never heard that expression, but yeah.
I was seeing if
gold to my ears. Is it supposed to make a sound or something?
I have no idea. I was just seeing. Or... Yeah, just seeing if you're listening.
I'm paying attention. All right.
Couple guys that might be sell highs. Would you sell George Hill high?
It'd have to be pretty high. He looks really good on this team. I know Gordon Hayward's going to take some of that usage, but no, this is what he does. He's a spot-up three-point shooter, and he's been doing it really well.
To trade George Hill for Mike Conley.
Give me Hill.
Wow, okay. Would you sell Rudy Gay high? He's had a really good start. Remember him, one of, was it the JV versus Slim? I don't remember, but in one of my leagues, I got him at 95.
Yeah, it's just the what's going to happen later on down the road. I think I would be looking to sell. I mean, right now they have him ranked at, what, 16th overall? Yeah, if you can get a top 30 guy, then by all means.
I'll take the
under. You're only looking at a barely top 50 guy or a guy that's, you know, top 75-ish. I'd probably just hold Rudy Gay.
In deeper leagues, would you trade Tyler Johnson high? He's had a couple good games in a row.
No, I pretty much trust those minutes. Even when
Jay Rich
get back. Okay. Yeah. I mean, he's not looking at a ton of minutes right now. He's at 29.45. I think that's right on.
That's still pretty good.
Kept his turnovers down, which is really nice.
Yeah, one turnover in each game. Last game, 22-4-2 with two steals and two blocks. That's a rainbow line. Shooting 91% free throws. Wow.
Really important for him to be on the floor for the Heat to win. I think his minutes are pretty close to guaranteed.
All right.
You said I think he's going to wind up playing a lot more three this year.
And last one, with Ricky Rubio still with the indefinite timetable. Now, I will say that it sounds like it's not too serious. They just don't have a great timeline for it yet. But would you sell Chris Dunn high in a redraft league? Because REO Bias is going to come out here. The Bias Cat. That's a reference to another podcast. Never mind.
Yeah, I would sell high, sure.
Okay.
I think late in the year, you've got a very good chance of having a real good player, but it's going to be a lot of ups and downs.
10 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists in his first game as a starter with 5 steals. Did have 3 turnovers. So I guess that's not awful, but 3-7 from the field.
2-1 assist to turnover ratio for a starting point guard is just fine.
That's fine. That's fine. Would you trade right now Chris Dunn for Sergio Rodriguez?
Right now? No. Because I don't trust Sergio in the end either.
Sergio's looking pretty good, though.
It's okay. There's no steals there. The turnovers are pretty high, too. He had the one good turnover game, but you know he's had a 5-4 game, 2 5-4 assisted turnover games, 1 steal, 1 block in 4 games combined for Sergio. I'll ride Dunn for a while.
Do you offer Chris Dunn for Moutier, who's looking a little better?
Okay, I know it's, you know, Moutier. I still expect him to just like come in and take over a game at some point, and I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I don't know. He's taken 37 shots the last two games.
Yeah, I'm seeing 3 games that are all under 40% shooting.
Oh, sure. Not saying I think they're good shots.
The shots that are going in, the quote-unquote shots, are all the ones that are around the rim.
Yeah.
You know, he just doesn't force you to play him up close, and people just can back off him. But for now, yeah, especially with Barton down, there's going to be some more usage there.
What about Chris Dunn for Monta Ellis? Kind of a weird one.
Ellis is like guaranteed minutes for the year. I know it's been up and down right now.
Yeah, only at 12 points a game, had a 2-point game.
Yeah, he's got that big outlier game.
Yeah, he's going to give you steals as well. Going to give you a lot of turnovers as well.
I trust Monta for the season.
Okay. All right. So you've got Dunn rest of season at, you know, like 90-ish, 100-ish.
Now, if I didn't think Rubio was coming back, or I think there was going to be a trade, or there was a trade, this would change.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
I would hold Dunn. You know, if he was a starting point guard and knew he was going to be the starting point guard for the rest of the year, I'd take Dunn over on Ellis.
Okay, agree with that. I think we talked about, either in a comment or maybe it was last show, I can't remember, that I said if Rubio was gone this point forward, I think Dunn's in that Schroeder-Teague point guard run range that we drafted.
Yeah, and I think in full time, his numbers would mirror what Westbrook did for his rookie year, real close to it.
Anything else from you from the past couple nights of action?
Well, what are we at now? 2-1, Nurkic versus Jokic? Got to get that in there somewhere.
You got it somewhere. It was the lead of an article.
I'm looking forward to when we're like, it's 37-23.
All right, we'll try to keep score every game to see what happens there. You're at, I don't know, I feel like 52% confident. So if they're at like 42-40 at the end of the season, I'll be happy.
Okay. We'll see. You'll be 20 draft picks higher happy, not 70 or whatever Yahoo had it at.
Yes, exactly. Which we've talked about a lot, that I had them much closer than the consensus anyway. You just had them flip-flopped even
more. Now, I am interested to see what Denver does tonight with Barton not there.
Yeah.
And Harris not there.
Of course, when you're listening to this,
I'm interested to see how they did last night. I mean,
There you go. speaking of how things did last, let's take a look at Friday night's games for our 30-point challenge. Yeah. Quick update on the board. A million people got it. And this is a really hard thing to do, and that makes me really upset that this many people got it.
Well, it's a big slate of games. Yeah. We don't really have our top 10 scores set in stone.
Yeah, it was kind of annoying, but good job. P-Bomb now leads the board with 2. You got Paul George with you. He scored exactly 30. 3 commenters got Irving at 32, Jensen, Zinger, and Penis, which is always fun. And J-Dubs got Rudy Gay exactly 30. Oh, my God, so annoying. 2 players with 30 and another one with 32. Right on the money. CJ McCollum falls short. I hate all Yiddish people.
Oh, man.
No. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. He's not Jewish anyway. It's just a joke, Slim. Lighten up.
Okay. you hate Canada now. You hate all people who don't speak.
That's right. The same language. I'm trumping the podcast. Okay, that got probably too political than it needs to be, but whatever. I don't really care. Who listen? If you listen to this thing, you know we're weird and off the wall. Who really cares?
We're international enough. They probably don't even know what's going on.
That's true. Friday night's game, another big slate of games. What do we got here? 9 games. Golden State goes to the Lakers. So if you pick any Warriors, you got to be sure that they're going to play more than 25 minutes, right?
Lakers, yeah, I guess. You know, our favorite aerial warrior will be out tonight.
What does that mean?
Well,
no, he's injured. He's got a talon injury. He twisted his talon. McCall. My ankle, McCall.
But who got hot last time? Ian Clark? That might be a punt play in daily.
Interesting, yeah, especially if no McCall. So, I know you're going to want to take someone from that Spurs Jazz game again as they play for the second time this week.
Yeah, over under 175 points combined.
I'll take the under. The Jazz won that game at San Antonio, though. So, Jazz looking pretty good. No Rockets on the docket. I did not mean to rhyme that. So I don't know. Nothing else looks incredibly interesting.
Yeah, you got your Knicks and Bulls. Guess that means it's the 80s. I don't know.
and a revenge game with that trade, right?
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Seymour.
How are you going to get him back?
Seymour joking Noah airballs.
That was so bad.
Like, what? What's the worst part of that? The fact that he's wide open and thought about it for about 5 seconds before shooting it. That's one thing to consider. Was it the cotton ball taped to his ear? I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was. First I thought, is he wearing headphones?
I'm guessing it was an ear piercing that went bad. He had pigtails.
Yeah, I can't defend that.
The actual technique of how he shoots a jump shot, or the fact it was 4 feet short. Which one of those was the worst thing?
Oh, that's tough to decide. It's the combination of all of them, especially the thing.
There's your Sophie's choice of the podcast. All right, Slim, so you had the last point, and I think you went first last time, but since you got the point, you have to go first. That should be, actually, we should make that a rule. Whoever got the most recent point has to go first. Don't you think that's a good rule?
Sounds good.
Okay, so you're first.
We need to know our top 10 scores, don't we?
Oh, snikey.
I have it. You want it?
I've got it. I bookmarked it because I, for like a year, had trouble getting it up in time. That's what she said. All right, we got Westbrook, DeRozan, Lillard, Harden, Brow, Durant, Kawhi, Cousins, Kyrie Irving, and Steph Curry as you're not available to pick. What you got?
I can't go back to Paul George. He's not playing.
Not playing. Well, I mean, you can if you want. That'd be really bold.
I guess I could. You're going to let me. Oh, we got no Wiggins. He's been scoring quite a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of an interesting one. Some of the next 10 top scorers are not in here. Where's TJ Warren at? Ooh, Pelicans.
Yeah, he's at 18th at 22.4 points a game.
Ride the hot hand. They should win the game. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Whoa! It's good
fun. To watch the game. I need some reason to watch that game.
You know, I'm the reason that everyone's talking about TJ Warren. It's not
It's got nothing to do with TJ Warren.
It has nothing to do with this play on the court. But there you go again, Slim. Taking the Suns like Tyson Chandler. Now TJ Warren just siphoning off my fantasy advice here. No, I'm kidding.
All right, I left you with, Randy Boy? You like that matchup? You got your Zeller. Oh, wait, isn't Kaminsky back? Big time.
I'm looking at the Blazers at the Mavericks, but since I already, I don't want to pick Yiddish people.
Someone's got to go Brook Lopez. I really hope someone goes Brook Lopez.
No, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to. Please don't make me.
I don't want to pick any of these people. All right, I'm gonna do it. Where is he? He's at 21st at 21.3 points a game. I think the Bulls would be really, really amped up to win this game. I'll go Buckets.
All right, I hope he plays in the fourth quarter.
You think it'll be that bad of a blowout?
I think it's got that potential. Yeah. Knicks look bad right now. There is zero defense out there.
Well, that bodes well for Buckets, doesn't it?
It does. Although you might get a little Justin Holiday on you. Look at that. Got him out there twice in one podcast.
Damn. Why are you still talking about Justin Holiday?
I'm a Knicks fan. Come on, he's only 27. He still has a couple years left.
Oh, good. You and your Ariel bias just knows absolutely no bounds.
Followed him for years. He's a fun player. Yeah. I like his defense. I get attracted to defense.
You love good defenders, so you're attracted to Joakim Noah? Is he even a good defender anymore? I don't even know.
He was in his prime, sure.
So you used to be attracted to him, but now he's too old for you. You
just I guess, you know. Once they turn 28, 29, it's just, look at those saggy jump shots.
You hate the Jazz, but you love Gary Harris for his young defense, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's so sexy.
All right, Slim. Speaking of sexy, let's talk about some of the shows we've been watching. Any good sexy shows on?
Well, you know, Shameless, of course.
Yeah, that's a
the show to end all shows.
It's a Skinamax show. Well, no, it's Showtime, right?
Yeah.
I still need to watch that. It's on Netflix now. I have no excuse.
Yeah, well, that or they're on like the 9th season or something, 7th. I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah, I need to catch up on that. I'm still behind. I haven't watched the new Westworld yet. I'm still behind Walking Dead. When basketball hits, my life kind of takes a back seat to all the show watching.
Yeah, I've caught a couple of things. I mean, I found time to watch those little half hour. The old horror show, Ash vs. Evil Dead.
That's
got a second season.
Oh, I didn't even know that was still on. Isn't it the same dude too?
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell, is that right?
Yep. Cool. And Xena Warrior Princess.
Wait, are the actress or are you watching Xena Warrior Princess?
I mean, if there was one of those episodes on at, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I might sit and watch it.
Watch Lucy Lawless going around in Princess Leia bikini?
Well, yeah.
Oh, can't blame you there. All right, we've got kind of long, so we'll catch up more on movies if we make more time next Thursday. Slim, I do have one more thing I want to bring up. One thing I've completely forgotten to do. Can we make Slim look stupid again? Do that on the Tuesday pods?
Oh, you can try.
All right. Well, listeners out there, let us know if we get a nice comment or two that says they liked Slim. Or if you say you don't like it, then we won't do it. Yeah. Either way, we'll maybe do Slim, make Slim look stupid again. That was a fun segment. So maybe we'll try that again next Tuesday, unless there's enormous outcry to not do it. If you don't remember what that is, or a new listener, that's just where I pull up two stat lines and have Slim guess who they are. Mostly just to point out that one player's been good, one's been bad, and the names.
And usually one with a large sample size and one with a small.
It's not the size of your sample size, Slim. It's how you use it.
All right.
Embiid!
Oh, man, that's going to be a big sample size one day.
All right, on that note, I think it's as good a time as any to end the show. Good luck to all your teams this weekend. We'll catch you early next week. And Slim, have a good one, man. Talk to you then.
Yes, sir.